This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Landmark, landmark, landmark.
What?
Landmark. You have a landmark coming up. You were just telling me this morning. You're going to take your little boy in for his first haircut.
Yes.
Who's doing it?
My friend Megan. She works in Griswold.
Does she know what she's doing?
Yes.
Does he make sudden movements?
That's what I'm worried about. Because shortly after that, he has his 3 months pictures taken also. So.
Oh.
Hopefully there's no sudden movements where it's, you know, angled up or some weird cut. I'm a little nervous.
So why'd you wait so long? Like 3 months before you had his haircut. Why'd you wait so long?
I didn't want to get it cut yet. It's too young to be having his first haircut.
You know, it's a baby.
Yes.
You could just shave his head. Nobody would know the difference.
No way. I didn't go through that heartburn to have that hair for it to be shaved off.
I was going to say, have you had a lot of landmarks, a lot of milestones so far?
He's rolled over. But other than that, I mean, kind of it, really, sleeping through the night, I guess, most nights. This last week, not so much, but just one time during the night, I can live with that.
Not so bad.
No, not so bad.
The haircut thing, obviously, that's one of the days to remember, his first haircut. Are you going to get pictures and video and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take pictures of it, save a little lock of his hair, put in his baby book.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So are you keeping track of everything then?
I am. Trying to.
Trying to.
Yeah.
It's a little tougher than...
Yeah, one day I went through the book and kind of did some stuff in the past, but I think I'm all caught up to date, you know, now, so...
You know, we all find ourselves doing those kinds of things. Yeah. I know for different things in our lives, too, we've decided we're going to kind of keep track of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all of a sudden you realize it's great at first, and then all of a sudden you... I think I've told you the story before about the baby films from when I was a baby. I was the first grandchild on either side of the family. So there's lots of me. The old 8mm films, there's lots of me. There's a little bit of my next brother. There's very little of my brother after that.
Yeah.
By the time we got to the fourth brother, there's nothing. No, there's a few
poor
pictures.
Poor guy.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those, you know, you burn out on it. But even me, you know, it just kind of goes, and that was it. You know, it's just the initial rush, and then it kind of slows down after that. But it is important stuff, and it's kind of neat to be able to have those things. You know, those are the things that you can embarrass your son with for quite a few years, actually.
Yeah.
But then as everybody gets a little bit older, you know, 30, 40 years from now, you'll be passing those books on to him, and he'll be hanging onto those for a good long time because they'll look like old photos to him.
Some of these pictures, he looks like a little old man, people say.
Really?
Yeah, just because of his long hair and makes him a lot older than he is.
He does. The kid's got enormous fingers.
Yes.
I notice he's got very long fingers.
Big hands and big feet.
Yeah, and he's scratched himself a few times.
Yes. Yeah. The nails are hard to cut.
I know, they are. Oh, you always...
They're so thin and, like, you know, he's moving, doesn't sit there perfect.
You worry about doing stuff like that, too. Especially when it's a first time.
Mm-hmm.
Have your mom and dad and your in-laws helped out very much, giving you a little bits of advice along the way? They just kind of let you figure it all out?
I mean, a little of both. I mean, getting advice here and there, but not like, oh, you need to do it this way, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah. You're doing it all wrong.
No, yeah, none of that. They're real good about it. Yeah,
that's kind of a turnoff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just kind of like tune out as soon as somebody starts trying to talk like that. I do anyways, I guess.
Yeah, it happens like that
do
at
what
work,
I want.
Too. Well, very good. Well, it's all exciting stuff. You have to get pictures. We want to see pictures of him with short hair then.
It won't be that short. It's just getting a trim.
It's just a
trim. Yeah. It's going to get, you know, above his ears. And...
So you compromise is what you do.
I'll let him see, you know.
He did. He came out. He looked like a beetle.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Ringo Starr's hair, I think, right away. It was just amazing how long his hair was to start with.
Yes, it was. I was
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I should say, he looked like a monkey.
You know, a monkey.
One of the monkeys. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, we're the monkeys, not the ones that scratch themselves and eat bananas in the zoo, you know.
Better not.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we were joking on the air the other morning about the old cereal box records. You probably don't remember those
because
you
all.
Came along after those were all finished. But I was listening the other afternoon, and Brett played a song by Bobby Sherman, Easy Come, Easy Go. And Bobby Sherman was one of those 1970s artists that had the long hair. I suppose he'd be like Justin Bieber today, except he's older, you know. But the long hair that swooped down across the forehead and, you know, over the ears.
Can't see out of.
You know, just awful. But, yeah, and the shirt was unbuttoned down to about the middle of his chest, you know.
Risque.
One of those kinds. Yeah, one of those kinds of things. And unfortunately, the pants that those guys wore back then are back in, but women are wearing them now. I don't get the hip hugger thing, but whatever.
Yeah, me either.
But yeah, so anyway, I heard that. I got to thinking, you know, I remember that song. We had that cereal box record when we were kids, and that was just a big deal. We were joking about all these cereal box records back in the day. Back in, typically, it was mostly in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when cereal box records were really popular. And you'd never even seen any?
Never even heard of it until you mentioned it.
You know, they used to come that you'd get records that were on the back of cereal boxes, and it wasn't like a record that was taped to the box.
Like
it was
vinyl
actually
or anything.
No, it was the box. You'd have to cut it out. It was a cardboard record with some sort of a thin film, acetate or whatever it was that was on there, and that's where the grooves were cut. I'll have to bring some in.
Yeah, I can't even believe that even worked.
I'll have to show you the next time I have a chance to visit my folks. Actually, we're going to go up there here in just a couple of weeks, so I'll have to see if I can find those. I don't know how many I have. I'm sure we still have them. They were in an old 45 record box that we had.
That just seems really weird.
But yeah, there were used to be a lot of them. And you know, like I said, for folks like you who'd never even really heard of this kind of thing, it's amazing. But you know, we used to spend tons of time in the grocery store, in the cereal aisle, going through, looking, turning, grabbing all the boxes and turning around to look. Because, you know, last thing we
finding
wanted...
what song you need.
Yeah, we don't want the same one.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like the prize inside the box where it's, you know, it's a crapshoot. This was easy.
Tell, yeah.
I mean, it's right there. You can know. So, yeah, we used to spend a lot of time going through all those things. You know, the quality of the record, terrible.
Can only assume.
Well, it's a cardboard record, so yeah. It's only going to be as good as it is. But you'd actually put it on your record player. The problem is when the box was flat, but when you'd cut the record out, when you'd cut the cardboard circle off the box,
Fold
it up like a taco almost. I mean, it would start to curl. So, you know, you're always, and as a kid, we don't know any difference. So we're just grabbing it, trying to bend it back. Well, then you end up putting a crease in it, and that's no good. But, you know, we'd try as best we can to flatten it. We'd put a bunch of books on top of it to try to flatten it out a little bit. And then, you'd put the stylus on the record, and then we'd put a couple coins on top of it, maybe a few pennies or something on top of that, so it didn't, when it was going back, you know.
Oh, to keep it down,
and
yeah.
Down. So it stayed contactless, so you could actually listen to it. You know, when you're a kid, that stuff's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in today's world, where everything is digital, and we expect the music to be pristine, you know, you don't expect to hear clicks and pops and snaps and all kinds of stuff in the background of your music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could get away with that today.
Probably not.
Because I don't think people would really care because the quality would be so bad. It was kind of lo-fi as opposed to hi-fi. But, you know, it was kind of interesting and what some folks did. And there were some artists. I mentioned Bobby Sherman, who had some hits back in the day, back in the 70s. But you also had, like, the Jackson 5.
Everybody's heard of them.
Michael Jackson, before he became a single, you know, an artist on his own, and weird,
yeah.
Quite frankly, but before he lost his mind, he was part of the Jackson 5, and they were young kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just a group of young kids that, you know, all brothers, and they got together, so they appealed to a young audience, so why not put it on a cereal box? And we had Jackson 5 songs that were on cereal boxes. In fact, a lot of their hits were there. There were also other groups, like the Archies, which is a made-up group. It's a cartoon, you know, thing, but they had a studio band that did that. But also, there was a group called the Banana Splits. They did one. It was on Kellogg's cereals. There was also a Josie and the Pussycats, and that was on back of Frosted Flakes. So you could find those on some Frosted Flakes. H.R. Puffin stuff, they had an offer where you could get stuff from them, the old show that we remember when we were kids. The Sugar Bears, which was a made-up group. There was a little sugar bear that was the mascot for Sugar Crisp cereal. And so they just gave him a wife and two kids. And that was the band. It was Sugar Bear, Honey Bear, and then their two kids, Doobie Bear and Shoobie Bear.
I like that.
Doobie and Shoobie. So, but they, you know, and that's what they did. But that's, and then the other one was the Monkees, was one that was really popular too. But if you notice, if you look at the pictures, it's all kind of the floating head pictures.
Yeah.
It's guitars on the record with the three heads of the three Monkees. Peter Tork wasn't part of it. The show had been canceled. The show was only on for 2 years anyway. But the show had been canceled, and Peter Tork decided to do something different. So there was only three Monkees left that continued to make any kind of music at all. So it was just the three of them. So it dates to a little bit after 1969. But, yeah, they were on Rice Crinkles, Alphabets, and Honeycomb cereals. You can find on the back of those several of their different songs and stuff, too. So, yeah, you know, what a great way to sell cereal.
Yeah.
It's right there. You can see it on the box, so you know what you're getting, and kids went nuts for it. We love that stuff. We were all excited.
Did you find yourself picking a different cereal because of the song?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Because there were some different cereals that did that.
Yeah.
And so we would look for something that had songs that we didn't have on there. Now, in addition to popular music, also I noticed here that in 1954, they said General Mills released a series of at least 8 different 78 RPM children's songs that were actually imprinted on Wheaties cereal boxes. Now, that included things like Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Three Little Fishes, On Top of Old Smokey, and then on the same boxes, kids were invited to send in a quarter, and you could get a Wheaties-produced red-orange vinyl 78 RPM album. Also, Walt Disney's Mouseketeer Records did cardboard cereal box 78s featuring Mickey, Donald, and Goofy, and they had all kinds of stuff. This is back in the 60s, and in 1964, if you bought Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, you could mail in a quarter and a back-of-the-box coupon, and you'd get a 7-inch long-playing record with the story and theme song from the Hanna-Barbera animated movie Hey There, Yogi Bear. And there was even not just cereal box records, but also sometimes potato chips got into the mix, too. Strangest of all twists, it seems. Around 1967, the Shadows of Night, kind of a pre-bubblegum band, they released their great potato chip single, and it was only available inside packages of Fairmont potato chips. So it wasn't even just cereal boxes. There were other things there, too.
Yeah.
But like I mentioned the other day when we were joking about it on the air, it seems silly. And the cereal box records, I mean, gosh, the quality's terrible.
Right.
They're selling for anywhere from $40 to $90 on eBay right now.
Wow.
If they're in decent shape. So there's they're collectibles.
Yeah.
Now they're collectibles. So people are looking for those kinds of things. You never know.
No.
Maybe cereal box records will
make a comeback.
Make a comeback. You think they could do a cereal box CD where you just cut it off the box and cardboard and throw it in the CD player?
Doubtful.
I don't see how that could happen. No. I don't see how that
Very
could
doubtful.
Happen. Good stuff. A lot of memories from the past. Well, let's see if we can make some memories for folks. Get them together to do some things. What you got on there?
All right. Well, on Sunday, the annual Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras event is scheduled for March 11th from 2 to 4. It's at the Cass County Community Center, and all families are invited to attend this low-cost, high-energy event for youth. At Cass County 4-H clubs invite the public to attend their annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival, which includes fun, food, and carnival-type games for kids of all ages. It's just 50 cents for admission, and game tickets are about 10 cents, and most games are 2 to 5 tickets in cost. There's 13 club booths, and it includes horseshoes, handmade color Wheel of Fortune, skee ball. There's also a target practice with the safety education in shooting sports program, and there's also a club food stand at the event. That's the annual Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras event on March 11th from 2 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center. Road MC Breakfast is on March 11th. That's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that will be held at the Brayton Town Hall, and it's for a free will offering. A vendor fair will be held in Atlantic on March 11th at the Federal Crop Solutions Building. That's the building just north of Pizza Hut. It's from 9 to 2. Vendors include Discovery Toys, Scentsy, 31 Uppercase Living, Mary Kay, Girl Scouts, Cookie Sale, Tastefully Simple, Guy and Eva, and It Works Body Wrap. Iowa Western Community College's Cass County Center Scholarship Fundraiser, Jazz and Wine, will be held on March 11th. It's from 5 to 7. That's Iowa Western Community College, Cass County Center. It's $20 per person. You can get reservations by calling 243-5527. And it features the gourmet talents of Ryan Asklund, Iowa Western Community College culinary arts graduate, and he's also the owner of Dusty's Inn Griswold. That's the Jazz and Wine for the Iowa Western Community College's Cass County Center Scholarship Fundraiser, on March 11th, that's from 5 to 7. There's a Red Cross blood drive that will be held in Griswold on March 13th. That's at the Griswold High School from 8:30 to 2:30. The annual 4-H Foundation Endowment Pancake Supper is on March 13th. That's from 5 to 7. That's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Chris Cakes, he'll be serving all-you-can-eat pancakes. It's just $6, and proceeds from that will benefit directly to Cass County. The money raised goes to the Cass County 4-H Endowment, a fund to defray the 4-H program development fee, support scholarships to send Cass County 4-Hers to camps and conferences, startup dollars for programs like Clover Kids or for the Food and Fitness Club. And there's also a silent auction during the supper. That's the 4-H Foundation Endowment Pancake Supper on March 13th from 5 to 7, and that's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. At the BPO-DOES meeting, they'll be meeting on March 13th. That's at the Elks Lodge. They have dinner at 6:30 and then their business meeting at 7:30. Red Cross blood drives will be held in Atlantic on March 15th at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. That's from noon to 6. And there's also one at the Oakland High School from 8 to 2. That's on March 15th. The public is invited to attend Riverside Middle School's second annual health and wellness fair. That's on March 15th. They'll have Charity Campbell, who is the Iowa Teacher of the Year, speaking from 8:30 to 9. And the health fair is from 9 to 2. Some of the sessions include health insurance, shaken baby syndrome, a balanced life, making healthy snacks, and choosing healthy drinks. Display tables include Pottawatomie County Tobacco Prevention Coalition, East Pottawatomie 4-H, Iowa Western Community College Culinary Arts, Riverside Youth Sports, and Carson Fire Department. They also have health and wellness checks that include dental screening, BMI, blood pressure, massage therapy, and vision screening. A Think First assembly will be held from 2:15 to 3:15, and this group is committed to educating young people about making good decisions. That's Riverside Middle School's second annual health and wellness fair on March 15th, and that runs from about 8:30 to 3:15. Knights of Columbus baked fish suppers are served during Lent. That's from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center, and that's every Friday evening during Lent. And then their menu includes baked Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, homemade coleslaw, green beans, French bread, and drink. Desserts are available for a free will offering, and that goes to support the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group activities. Cost is $8 for adults and $4 for children 10 and under, and all proceeds go to support the Knights of Columbus scholarships to be awarded to our local 2012 high school graduates. That's Knights of Columbus baked fish suppers served during Lent from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center, and that's every Friday evening during Lent. Neola Volunteer Fire Department annual St. Patrick's Day dinner will be held on March 17th, and that's from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's for a free will donation, and they're serving corned beef and cabbage, roast beef and potatoes, and that's served at the Neola Fire Hall. It's the Neola Volunteer Fire Department annual St. Patrick's Day dinner on March 17th from 4:30 to 7:30. Mason Egg Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser will be held on March 18th. That's from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. And they'll be serving all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy, eggs, Belgian waffles, French toast, and all that is for a free will donation. Proceeds go to the scholarship fund for the 2012 Exira EHK Seniors. A masquerade $5 jewelry and accessory fair will be held on March 23rd from 9:30 to 4. It's at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's Education Center. They have lots of merchandise, including rings and necklace sets, bracelets, seasonal items, sterling silver, and much more for women, men, and children, and they're all just $5 per item. The event is hosted by the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, and proceeds will support the mission of the foundation. It's a masquerade $5 jewelry and accessory fair on March 23rd from 9:30 to 4, and that's at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital's Education Center. The Grizzled Community Choir will present an Easter cantata, Harvest of Sorrows, on March 25th at 1:30, and that's at the Oakland Methodist Church, and then again also at 4 at the Griswold High School.
That's all you got?
Yeah, for now.
Got plenty more here. Some stuff going on actually this weekend yet, too. The Anita United Methodist Women are hosting a soup for lunch this Sunday, March 11th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Methodist Church in Anita. The menu includes beef, vegetable, and potato chowder soups with green salad, rolls, crackers, and assorted cupcakes. Cupcakes actually sound pretty good, don't they?
Always.
There will be a free will offering for that. Carryouts also are available by calling 762-3869. So that's the Anita United Methodist Women's Soup for Lunch this Sunday, March 11th, 11:30 until 1. Also this Sunday, March 11th, the Adair Casey Anita Scouts will present their annual Spaghetti Dinner and Baked Goods Auction. That's at the Casey Community Building from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dinner is for a free will donation, so they hope to have a good crowd there. And again, that's this Sunday, March 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Casey Community Building for the Adair Casey Anita Scouts annual Spaghetti Dinner and Baked Goods Auction. Also coming up this Sunday, there's a pork loin and dressing dinner. And that is this Sunday, March 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair. There'll be pie for dessert as well. They'll be serving again from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Adults are $8.50, children 10 and under. The price, $4. Preschoolers can eat free, and you can call for carryouts to 742-5045. That's the pork loin and dressing dinner at St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair this Sunday, March 11th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also, the Portsmouth Fire Department's annual spring benefit breakfast. Nice to hear the word spring in a title, isn't it?
I love it.
It's this Sunday, March 11th, from 8 a.m. until noon at St. Mary's Hall in Portsmouth, asking for your free will offering. And they'll be serving eggs, pancakes, French toast, biscuits and gravy, sausage, omelets made to order. Wow, no matter what you prefer for breakfast, I think they have it covered.
Jeez.
They hope you come out and support your local fire department. That's this Sunday, March 11th, 8 a.m. until noon, St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. Free will offering for the Portsmouth Fire Department benefit breakfast. All that going on yet this weekend. Some other events coming up here a little further down the road. The Corley Community Club will be holding a country dance Saturday, March 17th from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. Munchies and snacks, and there'll be a DJ there performing, so come on out and enjoy. Also, the Little Cyclone Baseball Annual Fundraiser will be Saturday, March 17th at St. Mary's Hall in Portsmouth. It's a steak supper and auction with a social hour at 5, the steak dinner at 6, and the auction starting at 7:30. Tickets are $15. They're available at the door or from any Little Cyclone Baseball family as well. Also, we have a spaghetti supper that's coming up on March 17th, and that'll be at from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Marnie Fire Station, and those funds will benefit the Marnie Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department. And donations can be given to Firefighter and Rescue Association Incorporated, and they're just asking for your free will donation at the door. Again, that's a spaghetti supper, Saturday, March 17th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Marnie Fire Station for your free will offering. And there, too, they hope to have lots of support. Also coming up, the Countywide Trail Planning Committee in Pottawatomie County has been holding some listening sessions this month. They've already had a couple, one in Neola and one also in Carson, but they have sessions coming up now at the AHST High School in Avoca, and that's coming up this Wednesday, March 14th, from 7 to 9 p.m. And there'll be another on March 22nd at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs from 4 to 6 p.m. And then there'll be a water trail meeting at Botna Bend Park at Hancock on March 21st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you have an interest in trails or have some thoughts about that or would just like to learn more, that's a place you can go to do all of those things. Also, the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Group will have their Spring Craft Show coming up on Saturday, March 31st. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building. But vendor space is still available. You can call Becky Bonnie or Jackie Wickey to get yourself lined up for that if you'd like to do that. Also, there'll be a Veterans of the Armed Forces open house for rural and area veterans, information and assistance with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Benefits and Services. They'll be in attendance. And this will be held at the American Legion Hall in Avoca, March 23rd and 24th. So veterans and their family members with questions about benefits can visit the open house between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on March 23rd or 9 a.m. to noon on March 24th. The goal is to increase awareness about the VA and other benefits and services that are available to veterans and to assist with applying for those benefits. And they'll have a number of representatives there to help you out as well. Again, that's the 23rd and 24th at the Legion Hall in Avoca. Lots of things going on there, too. We need to take a short break, and we have more for you when we come back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, time to get back at it. I don't have any anniversaries sitting over here in front of me, but I think you made up for it.
Yeah, I have a lot of birthdays. I would like to wish happy birthday to Clara Carroll of Harlan. She'll be celebrating her 80th birthday on March 14th, and her family is planning a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 710 Tarkington Street in Harlan, 51537. That's happy birthday to Clara Carroll of Harlan, celebrating her 80th birthday on March 14th, and you can send her a card to 710 Tarkington Street in Harlan, 51537. Happy 93rd birthday to Don Hargens. He World War II vet turns 93 on March 16th. You can send him a card to wish him a happy birthday to Don Hargens at the Griswold Care Center, 106 Harrison Street in Griswold. That's 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, 51535, care of the Griswold Care Center. Esther Spangler is celebrating her 100th birthday on Saturday, March 17th from 2 to 4 at the Adair Community Center. Again, that's happy birthday to Esther Spangler celebrating her 100th birthday. We'll have a little party for her then on Saturday, March 17th from 2 to 4 at the Adair Community Center. Happy birthday to Jane Layton, celebrating her 80th birthday. They're having a card shower in her honor. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on March 18th, and you can send her a card to 54697 Troy Road in Griswold, 51535. Again, that's 54697 Troy Road in Griswold, 51535. So happy birthday to Jane Layton, celebrating her 80th birthday on March 18th. Happy birthday to Daryl Davis, celebrating his birthday on March 18th at the Elliott Community Building from 2 to 4. You can also send him a card if you're unable to attend. That's P.O. Box 73 in Elliott, 51532. So happy birthday to Daryl Davis on Sunday, March 18th, celebrating at the Elliott Community Building from 2 to 4, or you can send him a card at P.O. Box 73 in Elliott, 51532. Happy birthday to Winifred Lemaster, celebrating her 80th birthday. There's a reception for her from 2 to 4 on Sunday, March 25th at the Griswold Community Center. And you can join them for refreshments and visit with old friends. So happy birthday to Winifred Lemaster, celebrating her 80th birthday with a reception from 2 to 4 on Sunday, March 25th at the Griswold Community Center.
I like to look at a lot of the small town newspapers around each week, and yeah. I like to look in their section where they print old stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The older sections. But I noticed 50 years ago, 1962, in the Avoca newspaper, they had listed food prices at Pittman's Super Value store at that time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's always fun to look back at those, isn't it? 2 pounds of coffee, butternut coffee, $1.18. Avoca's golden nut butter was 59 cents a pound. You could get Wilderness Pie Filling, cherry or apple, 3 cans for 79 cents. Libby's tomato juice, 4 46-ounce cans, just $1. A beef roast was 39 cents a pound. Potatoes, red or white, 25-pound bag for just 69 cents. Yeah, a lot of things like that. So it got me to thinking a little bit. I was going to go back. I thought, well, let's just look up some of the prices from 1962. So I pulled up a few things here. You know, what's the Dow Jones trading at these days? They were talking about how, it reached 13,000. Well, back in 1962, the high for the Dow was 767.
Oh, boy.
A big difference there.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you what the federal debt was back then as compared to the $15 trillion
yeah.
that it is now. So we won't even go there. But when you take a look at some of the prices, the cost of a new home in 1962 on average, $18,200.
That's a new vehicle, really, now.
No,
you know?
It's not.
Well, yeah.
That's a used vehicle.
Depending on what you get, I guess. Does it show gas price?
I'll get there. Cost of a postage stamp, first-class postage stamp, which is 45 cents today,
mm-hmm.
4 cents
oh, wow.
in 1962. Cost of a dozen eggs, 54 cents. A gallon of milk, 49 cents. And a gallon of regular gasoline. Want to guess?
33 cents.
You're darn close.
Yeah?
31 cents.
Ooh.
31 cents for a gallon of gas. I dare you to go out and negotiate that
yeah,
right now.
That'll happen.
Yeah. That's not even that's nowhere even. I mean, that's 10 times. Well, it's, yeah, it's more than 10 times what it costs nowadays. So, yeah, what a change 50 years has made. Yeah. Huh? Keep that in mind. Well, thanks for joining us this weekend. We do appreciate it as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.